Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays with Joe Sexy Host, Emma E2K. Morning, wake up, no excuses.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Show must go on. You already know I'm here, always on deck. Queen salute to all the queens that are out there listening. A fierce male salute to all the women that follow me for my serious nail game. And shout out to all those that are on deck that are listening for the first time or that are just regulars. I see you. Don't forget to follow us on all the social networks, Lush Radio Online. Also follow Emma E2K, and we're Googleable, somos googleable. So just go to Google, type in Emma E2K, type in Lush Radio Online, and everything and all our business will come up. I want to shout out my team Make Money, and big shout out to Chef Mark, to Janice, to Miguel, Koki Mike, Bruce, big shout out to Fat Joe, my banker Sean from Wells Fargo, who definitely looked out for me this past couple of days and helped me out on my new ventures. So shout out to everybody at Team E2K Worldwide LLC. That's how we're doing it. We're doing it big. Shout out to all the Lush Radio listeners. Shout out to Lushy Lush, who's on her way for an appointment. And a big shout out to all the barbers at Tampa Barbershop. I see you.
Depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile. Oh, oh, oh.
something happening. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
That's right. Ain't nobody can take that from you. Not your joy. Not unless you give it up willingly. You know, you have to fight for that. Fight for that joy. And you have to do that on a daily basis. You're listening to Motivational Mondays on LushRadioOnline.org.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
With your sexy host, Emma E2K. Yes, I claim sexy. Like I do almost every day, I claim sexy, I claim happiness, I claim peace, you know, I am peace, I am light. So whatever I claim, you know, whatever I want to be, then I choose it for myself. You know, I want to be happy, just like if I want to, you know, tap into being sad and my sorrows, I can do that. But why would I want to do that? Why would I want to waste my days and my hours being miserable or unhappy? Not me, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, that's just not how I get down. And I know that, you know, some of my listeners tap into that quite frequently. But, you know, my question to you is, what do you get out of that? What do you get out of tapping into just feeling miserable and sad and all that? What do you get? Nothing, you know. You have to be careful with the law of attraction. The law of attraction is serious. So if you start claiming certain things and certain things come into your life and you wonder, man, why can't I, you know, get this and that, or why can't, you know, my luck change and all that, it all begins with you. It all begins with you and what you claim for yourself and what you throw out to the universe, because, you know, whatever you throw out there, it bounces back. So I know that if I know the law and I understand the law, I'm not going to go and throw something negative when I know it's going to bounce back to me, right? Does it make sense? So, me understanding the law, I start throwing a bunch of positive stuff out to the universe, and guess what? When it bounces back, you already know your girl's on deck, living a positive life. I'm going to read an insert of The Secret. As you guys know, you know, I love to read the daily teachings. You know, and I hope this works for you today. If you want to attract a better job or anything better than what you currently have, it is important to understand how the law of attraction works. Wow, and I just started talking. I didn't even just, okay, here we go. You know that to bring in something better, you must imagine what that better thing looks like in your mind. And then live in that picture as though it is here now. But you should also know that if you complain about your current job, for example, and continue to focus on all the negative things, you will never bring the better job to you. You must look for the things to be grateful for in your current job. Each thing you find to be grateful for is helping to bring that better job to you. That is really working the law. So look at that. I start talking about how do you work the law, and the daily teaching spoke about that today. So, you know, and so it's plain and simple, really. It's not rocket science. It's really plain and simple. If you notice, you get up one day and you're feeling happy because good things is happening. All of a sudden you go out, people are smiling at you like, hey, good day, good afternoon. You may find $20. You know, just good things keep generating and happening. You know why? Because you've already claimed happiness. So now what happens is the law gives you what you claim. You know what I mean? So if you claim happiness for that day and you tell yourself, I'm not going to let nothing get me down, nothing will get you down. And everything around you will, you know, will cause that effect, you know, will cause that effect in you and in your life where you remain happy. Same thing. Like if you wake up one day and you feel like, you know what, you already claimed it. Oh, today's going to be a horrible day and blah, 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 and I'm not feeling it. And guess what? Now you start hearing all these negative stuff and you start feeling more and more and more down, right? It's like that wah, wah, wah. So, again, you know, it just begins with you, people. Claim your happiness. Claim your good job. claim your money. Get on the money training, man. Contact me, mae2k@gmail.com. I'll let you know how you can get on this money train that I'm on. Yeah, let's go.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Friends and I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Woke up in London. complain about.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. There should be less things to complain about. You know why? Because of the gift you got today. If you're listening to me, that means you got the gift to wake up, to open your eyes, to listen, right, and to be here. Man, what bigger gift is that? That's the biggest gift that we get daily. Well, most of us, you know. It's definitely a blessing to be here every Monday with you guys. I appreciate you giving me your time to be able to motivate you. It's not only for today, but for the rest of the week, you know. I just try to do my part in creating a little balance into this negative world. A little bit, you know. Sometimes it works, kind of works. Man, I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it. I'm claiming that it works. Everybody needs motivation at one time or another. Even me, the motivator. There's times that I have to call on other people like, hello, I need motivation so I can continue. Because, you know, life is tough, man. Life is tough. I want to give a big shout-out to my worldwide audience. You know, my audience, I love my radio audience because they're truly, truly from all walks of life. All around the world, you know, they go to my website, emmaituke.com, and check out my old archives, and they leave me love on my guest books, and they let me know that they're listening. They let me know that I'm not wasting my time here in trying to throw out, you know, a lot of positive energy, to battle that negative energy that's already out. So it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good when my audience contacts me. When they follow me on Facebook, you know, they go to all of my social medias and let me know that they've heard my show, that, you know, something I said inspired them, or, you know, that I kind of changed their whole mood, you know, because people already wake up for some reason Monday morning with an attitude. I wake up with an attitude, but my attitude is totally different. My attitude is I'm focused. I'm here. And we're going to make it happen. Shout out to PR Flags Up. That's my brother that be doing the comedy shows and, you know, just respecting the culture. I'm going to read another insert in the Daily Teachings. And it says, observe a person's car and you will learn something about its owner. The cars that are sparkling clean are evidence that their owners appreciate them. The cars that are very dirty and messy are not being appreciated. One person is attracting even better cars. The other is attracting lesser cars. Appreciation for the things you have is using the law of attraction intelligently. So if you didn't understand the first example that I gave you, then I hope you understood the second one. You know, it's not rocket science that I keep going back to things. It's very simple. The law is very simple. Whatever you dish out, you're getting. That's all. You know what I mean? Very simple as that. Whatever you dish out, you're getting. Shout out to all my soul sisters that are out there, man. I see you. shout out to all those that are on deck. I see you through Facebook, Twitter. Don't forget to follow us on all the social networks, Lush Radio Online. Follow us, Emma E2K. Make sure you go to the website, lushradioonline.org. Make sure you go to the website, emmae2k.com. And when you go to my website, make sure you leave me some love, man. Because, you know, that's how I stay motivated. When I know you guys motivated and pass on that energy, man. I need that energy. I love that positive energy. Shout out to all my friends that get out to me, whether it be for advice or just to let me know that they're doing well. Because, you know, I also get motivated when I know my friends and my family are doing well. You know, share that with me. Don't just call me always for when you're feeling down and you need motivated because you're sad about something. Call me and let me know, hey, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And, you know, call me for good things, too. I like to hear good news. You know, why not? Shout out to all those kings that make sure that they really work on their castle for their queen, that they really make, you know, the woman in their life feel like number one. You know, there's nothing wrong, fellas, nothing wrong, my brothers, with letting your woman, your lady, you know, that special someone in your life, letting them know just how special they are and just, you know, what they mean to you. What's wrong with that? Because if you can't express how you feel, what is the point? What is the point? Just to say you with somebody? I mean, what is the point? You know, when you unite with somebody, you're sharing, you're coming together, you know, to tap into each other's energy, you know, and you're in each other's space. So if you're doing that and you're connecting with a person, when you go off and you try to do that with someone else and then bring that back, you know, you're just creating that whole whirlwind that will bite you in your rear. So be careful. You know what I'm saying? Be careful. Those that know you cannot commit, stay single and be honest. Listen, I'd rather just date. I don't want to, you know, be in a relationship. Don't hurt others. Don't you get hurt. You know, you bump into the wrong one. Don't you get hurt, because that's how things happen. So ladies and gentlemen, you know, this advice is for both. If you're not ready to commit, if that's not the life you want, then fine, you know. But don't start something that later on down the line you want to, you know, backpedal from. Okay? So that's just a little advice. So shout out to all those on deck. Shout out to Andrew. Shout out to Lush. Shout out to Janita over there at thebeats.com. Shout out to, you know, their sister stations from over here. And, you know, shout out to Pretty Lou, who just celebrated 7 days of happy birthday. Who does that? Only him. 7 days, seriously? You need 7 days? Shout out to Salakana. Shout out to Poison Pen. Shout out to Jess. Shout out to Nireen. Shout out to all the artists, past and present, that I've worked with. Shout out to AD, the God, and Party 80, P80, who will always be in our hearts and soul. Shout out to the Av. Shout out to everybody that's out there doing their thing, man. Shout out to my sister, Fire on Fire, that's always out there representing. And all those that are about get money, man. Shout out to all you money makers. And if you're wondering about how to make money, contact your sister right here, emmae2k@gmail.com, and I'll point you in the right direction. E2K Worldwide LLC. That's what we do.
things are bad. She came up for air. She said a little prayer. She found herself.
Happy birthday to you and all those around you and all those that you know. Today, do something different today. You know, place a call, text somebody, email somebody, let them know that, you know, that you care about them, that you're thinking about them. Just a little, just something simple as that can brighten somebody's day. You never know what people are going through. I'm telling you, especially when I start reading the news and all this craziness, I'm like, you know, what is keeping, like, what is wrong with the world? And this is what really makes me wake up every day. And although I treat this like a therapy session for myself, this gets me, you know, every day to get up and, like, wow, like, if I can just a little spark in someone's life, if I can just change their attitude, if I can contribute in any type of way, then, Lord, let me, you know, I'm just going to be obedient. And work through me, Lord. Use me as a vehicle because, you know, the world is just too much. Shout out to everybody up north who's about to experience another snowstorm. Oh, my God. Listen, and I'm complaining about my cloudy day over here in the Sunshine State. I'll take that, though, over snow any day. Another insert real quick, and then I'm going to go into this John Doe that I haven't played in a while with. It's one of my faves for this year, for last year too, for this year, it's one of my faves. So whether your thoughts are about something real or something that is not real, thoughts are about the way your life is now or about the way you want your life to be, the law of attraction is responding to those thoughts. In other words, The law of attraction does not know whether you are imagining something or whether it is real. Now do you understand the power of your imagination? Is that deep or what? Do I have to read this again? No. You guys are going to have to listen to this show all over again and listen to the depth of what I just read. I'm telling you. Shout out to all those that are getting it, man, that understand the law. And those that don't, I'm going to keep praying for you. I'm going to definitely keep praying for you. Like I'm praying for all my John Doe's out there, all those that are lost, that are battling with substance abuse and everything else, or anything that, you know, that's deemed abusive. Shout out to y'all. You know, you are loved. Although you think you're alone, you're not. You have family and people that care about you. All you need to do is come back home, man. John Doe, come back home.
Seems like your heart stopped working the minute they close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume. And if anyone asks, you're taking a small break, drinking some coffee. But everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go. So you take a few pills in Beverly Hills. But if anyone asks, you got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a feel. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticed. Be quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding? Too many freaks, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody. Ran a drug test, passed it luckily. My girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clumsy me. Well, at least I admit it. Cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that which you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it. It's optical.
Come back home, John Doe. Just know that you are loved and you're not alone. And if no one today has told you, man, they care about you, I sure do, because you were placed in this world for a reason, you know, and God don't create garbage. You know what I mean? So, you know, get up, get out, and get some, man. Get some life, get some love, you know, begin to live, you know. Things are hard, man. Life is hard. Yes, things happen and we get disappointed and we get angry and people disappoint us. But at the end of the day, it's like, really? You know, you can put so much emphasis on the negative things that happen. If you start looking more at the positive things in your life, beginning with that you wake up every day and that's a gift, you start seeing things in a whole different perspective. Every time you want to go that negative route, be like, wait a minute. All right, what's positive about this situation? Or what's positive, you know, about today? Or what's positive about what just happened to me or what somebody just said to me, you know? People, we really need to think, man, because this devil is out there. He don't sleep, no slumber, no take a nap or rest. You know, he's just on fire. So we have to be double on fire, because if not, yeah, there's not too much hope for us, man. And we really got to fight that good fight. Shout out to Sean and Tico out there in Orlando. Shout out to La Famosa, who will be back at the Sunshine State. Shout out to all those that are in bike clubs, you know, the MC club. Shout out to you guys. Okay, so I got one last one for today, one last answer, and I think this is very interesting, which is about money. You know, that's the next thing that I always like to talk about, money, because, you know, everyone has to be financially settled and financially prepared to live life. So here we go. Here are four fundamental things to do to manifest money using the law of attraction. Number one, think more thoughts of abundance in a day than lack of money. So you have to think thoughts of abundance every day instead of the thought of lack of money. Number two, be happy now without the money. Oh, I'm already happy now, so I just need to check cut. Number three, be truly grateful for everything you have now. I live my day, my whole entire day, always being grateful for everything. I'm grateful for it all. This phone I'm talking on, this mouse I'm using, I'm definitely grateful for it all. Okay, so number three is be truly grateful for everything you have now. And number four is give the best of yourself to others. Four easy steps, you can do them if you want it enough. That's pretty easy. That's pretty easy. So if you wanna manifest money using the law of attraction, I already read you the four rules, suggestions, advice, however you want to take it, that will help you accomplish that. So there's nothing wrong with following good advice, man, I always say. Shout out to all my ladies that reach out to me on a daily basis for advice, for inspiration, for motivation. I'm here for my sister. I'm a woman's advocate, so I'm constantly advocating for the safety, for the happiness, for the progression of women, mankind, which I like to refer to them as queens, my queen sisters. You know, so I salute all my queen sisters that are out there definitely doing the work. I see you. You know, I'm always here for you. Shout out to my worldwide audience, everyone that supports me all the time. I mean, you know, I'm so grateful. You know, I remain grateful for it all, because I sure know the law, man. I know the law. I've studied it. I've seen it. I've seen how it has manifested itself in my life. And, you know, wow, me truly, truly believing in the law. And it's very simple, man. It just, again, it just comes back to that, man. It's very simple. Very, very simple. What you throw out in the universe, you get slapped back with it. Okay? It's that simple. You hear me? Whatever you're going to throw out there, be careful. There ain't no craziness, because that's going to bounce back and hit you in the tushy. So if you want it to be a light whop, then, you know, you throw something good. If you're ready for that, you know, for that what's going to come back to you, then that's what you do. So I'm going to go into music. I'm almost, oh, wow, show's almost over. That was kind of quick. Okay, so I'm going to go into this music and then be right back with my final thoughts.
Thank you. like being independent. Not so much of an investment. No one to tell me what to do. I like being by myself. Don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold. Someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. Know if you're out there. Tend to shut people out. I like my space, yeah, yeah. But I'd love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday. And I know it'll be worth the wait. Oh, jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So with your out there,
have a great, wonderful week. Have an extraordinary day today. You know, have a happy Monday. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and allowing me the privilege to be able to bring some sunshine into your cloudy days, to be able to share an inspiring word or motivating word that you can hold on to, that you can grab on to, so you can carry you through the day or through the following week. You know, I say that I am the luckiest host in the world because I get to do what I love, get to get paid for it, and do my own therapy. I mean, I'm winning. I'm on hashtag winning team. Shout out to all those that needed this today. I sure always do. There were some people on the phone lines, but by the time I got to them, they already hung up. It's cool. Don't forget, you can call in 347-826-7722. Call in next week. Unfortunately, yes, we're already towards the end of this show. I just want to wish everyone happy blessings that will last you again for the whole entire week. Shout out to all those that are celebrating, all those that are mourning, all those, you know, rest in peace to all those that we've lost today, tomorrow, even those that are not celebrities, just everyday people, because regardless, they are, they help us make this component of the world. So this is the circle of life. Some got to die in order, you know, for others to be born. otherwise very overpopulated. Well, stay blessed, peace and light to everyone, and everything that you do today, make sure you reach out to your kids. Oh, my kids, my son, the munchkin. Yes, we got soccer practice today. I'm a soccer mom. Oh, my God. Peace and blessings. Love, man. Love is love. Hashtag